This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First of all, the good news. Cheers for the WNBA, the Women's Basketball League, which is the only professional league to receive a perfect grade on the annual diversity report card on race and gender, administered by the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport, which is based in Orlando, Florida. The report card rates leagues and college sports teams on the number of participating women and minorities. This is the second year in a row that the WNBA received the highest possible rating, with the study concluding, quote, that the WNBA remained as the best employer overall for women and people of color in sport, unquote. The percentage of women as head coaches and team presidents increased 10% in the past year, the study found. Of the 13 WNBA teams, 6 had female head coaches this season. More news to cheer this week. Chris Christie, New Jersey's Republican candidate for governor, chose Kimberly M. Guadagno as his running mate on July 20th. Guadagno, a former prosecutor, was the first woman to be elected sheriff of Monmouth County in 2007. News sources on July 21st reported that Christie may be gambling that Guadagno will help him with women and others who support abortion rights. If elected, Guadagno will be the second woman to hold statewide office in New Jersey. The other woman was Christine Todd Whitman, the only female governor of New Jersey, who served from 1994 to 2001. Also, cheers for an 8-year-long project aimed at training doctors, boosting medical education, and improving facilities in Vietnam. The project ended with a review seminar on July 22nd and 23rd in Da Nang, Vietnam. Through the project, reproductive care facilities were created, 235 doctors were trained in advanced reproductive health skills, and 455 lecturers were provided with teaching methods. The project was started and implemented with the support of GPIEGO, an affiliate of Johns Hopkins University, the University of California, Vietnam's Hue Medical and Pharmaceutical University, and several of Vietnam's governmental organizations, as well as other foreign and nonprofit organizations. Now, turning to the bad news, jeers for the way that Erin Andrews, an ESPN sideline reporter, experienced a major invasion of privacy when streaming video and photo stills of Andrews naked in her hotel room were posted on the internet. The person who posted these images has not yet been identified, but is believed to be a 49-year-old American male who uploaded the video under the username GoBlazers1. Many other news sources, including ABC News, speculate that one of Andrews' co-workers may have been responsible for the act Media Matters. Media Matters, an organization based in Washington, D.C., that often provides video footage for various segments, stated on July 21st that they will not provide the video or stills of Andrews due to privacy issues. More news to jeer this week. A new study has found that more than 75% of female minority attorneys will leave their employer within 5 years due to job dissatisfaction. Called, quote, Women of Color in U.S. Law Firms, unquote, the study is the fourth to be conducted by Catalyst, a nonprofit that works with business and professionals to improve opportunities for women around the world. As reasons for their job dissatisfaction, women surveyed cite little room for growth or promotion, feelings of racial and gender stereotyping, as well as limited access to higher profile clients and engagements. We also jeer a study by, the study by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which found an increase in teen pregnancies and syphilis during the years of the Bush administration, possibly encouraged by the abstinence-only education. For example, the number of female teens with syphilis rose by nearly 50% in the past year. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.